Imperial Success. Hi, my name is Dan Glover and this is European Spotlight. I want to welcome our Brussels correspondent Kate Sanders to the studio. Hello, Kate.
Hello, Dan.
Now, there's always something happening at the European Union in Brussels. What's been going on this week?
Well, it's good news for the British this week. As you probably know, for the last 10 years, there's been a dispute between the European Union and Britain about the introduction of the metric system.
Yes, that's true. We've rejected attempts to stop using our old imperial measurements, such as miles, pounds, ounces, and so on.
Exactly. People on the continent have always wanted the British to change. They say we should use kilometres instead of miles, etc. This is very unpopular in Britain. But just recently, one of the top European politicians, a man called Gunther Verheugen, said that the EU has given up in its attempt to change the British system.
Really? That's very good news.
Yes, this was a very emotional issue. You might remember the case of Steve Thoburn. He was a grocer from the north of England, and he started a campaign to keep the imperial measurement system. He became very popular.
But it would be very difficult to change the system anyway, wouldn't it?
Very. All of the road signs would have to be changed, and possibly, worst of all, for the British people, they would have to give up their pint of beer. That would be very unpopular. Now, Mr. Verheugen has admitted that Britain is never going to change and that it's unpractical and a waste of time to keep trying to persuade us to do so.
So, are people happy about this?
Yes, this news has been very well received in all parts of the country. There was even one pub in London giving out free pints of beer to celebrate.
It looks as if the old British imperial system is going to continue confusing people for a few years to come then. Thanks for coming in to talk to us today, Kate.
No problems. Bye.